Deadlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Izzy and Anna with your 10 a.m. Deadlines. A content warning for this story, it contains references to Indigenous peoples who have passed away. Listener discretion is advised. In local news, a Queensland government report has raised concerns over the use of solitary confinement in youth detention, citing the death of two First Nations children shortly after their release from custody. The Child Death Review Board's annual report, which was tabled in Parliament this week, stated extended separations impacted the children's access to education, therapeutic and cultural programs, and leisure activities. It went on to raise concerns that the practice of solitary confinement could affect the health and well-being of children in severe, long-term and irreversible ways. If this story was troubling to you, help is always available by calling Lifeline on 13 1114.
Free mulch in Rockhampton was found to be contaminated by asbestos this Tuesday. The Emu Park Transport Station has closed, pending an investigation by the Department of Environment and Science after the asbestos was detected in their 5,887 cubic metre pile of free mulch. Working with Queensland Health, the local council is in the process of tracking down the 24 customers who have taken the contaminated mulch since November, with the offer to remove it from affected properties for free.
In national news, Coles workers have criticised a new enterprise agreement for not offering a meaningful pay rise. This week, Coles formally proposed an enterprise agreement that will determine workplace wages and conditions over the next 4 years. Under the agreement, a Level 1 Coles worker would earn $25.27 an hour, just 54 cents above the award base rate. The supermarket giant further offered employees gift cards for voting on the agreement. One part-time Coles worker described the gesture as insulting, saying team members are already close to a modern poverty situation.
The South Australian state government has stated it will hear reforms proposed by the Greens that will require home sellers to provide and pay for pre-purchase building inspections. Currently, home buyers have to request and then front the cost of pre-sale building inspections themselves. Under the proposed reforms, vendors would be required to have an inspection report available for the potential purchasers. Greens member Rob Tassim says the reforms are designed to give buyers crucial information about a property before they purchase.
And in international news, 60 migrants are feared to have drowned while crossing from Libya to Europe through the Mediterranean Sea. SOS Mediterranee, a charity rescue group, reports rescuing 25 people, with survivors stating their boat lost power after 3 days, leaving them adrift for days without food or water. The Italian government, however, has impounded one of the last remaining charity ships dedicated to rescuing asylum seekers on the Mediterranean Sea. The UN urges urgent action to prevent further tragedies.
For your weather today, it's currently 26 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 31 and a slight chance of showers expected later tonight. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index will reach a very high 10. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.